Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yo, yo, Tinkins here to hear hour two. Some more quarterback stuff coming up. Niner fans, get ready. NFC West fans, get ready. Tinkins here to CBS Sports Radio, coming from our Lower Manhattan studio. It's the Rocket Mortgage Studio. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. No more interesting topic than quarterback talk.
That's right.
The NFL fuels the engine, and the quarterbacks fuel the NFL engine.
That's right.
So they're all interconnected, interrelated here. You know, each situation, you know, uniquely different. I just saw on Twitter that Trevor Lawrence had him say, it gets practice, whatever. But he had himself a hell of a day one. He was like 18 for 19. Mm-hmm. I think the one misfire was a drop.
Yeah.
He looked really, really good. That's one situation. I obviously vented on the Zach Wilson situation not being signed.
Dak Prescott
left. I'm happy you inserted that. We don't really know what's going on. Mm-hmm. He left the field. Nothing to do with his ankle. Some people are speculating that it was a bit of a shoulder or an arm issue. We're certainly going to tap the brakes and not be cavalier with it. But it is odd to see, unless he had to go to the bathroom, which most people say he did not.
Midway through the full padded practice, he stopped throwing.
Yes.
And then he went in.
Correct.
Which is worrisome.
Yeah. I mean, how many times have you seen that as a player?
None. You have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And so,
but not mid-throw. Right?
That's agreed.
A little bit abrupt.
Agreed. You finish the drill, then maybe you take it in.
Yeah.
You don't. It's a little odd. We'll keep an ear out for it.
We'll certainly follow that story. There's no doubt. But now we get to the Niners here. And let me play this for Kyle Shanahan, of course, the coach of the 49ers, who should be good.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll be great this year, but they should be very good.
By the way, just before you get to that one, don't forget, Deshaun Watson actually took snaps today.
I didn't see that, did he?
He's right there. They just showed it.
I did not see that.
He's taking snap.
They showed it on our show? Or?
No. We watched it
on
NFL Network.
Didn't see it.
He was actually taking snaps today.
Was he really?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
So we'll get back to that later.
Wow.
The quarterback stuff is interesting this start of training camp for lots of different reasons.
Yeah.
We didn't think he was playing at all.
Wow. Okay. I thought that they would just kind of sequester him somewhere deep in the building.
That's
You're not getting fined $50,000. Don't come out and see daylight.
That's right.
Wow. We will get back to that. So a couple things we need to follow. The Watson stuff, which we're following anyway, and of course the Dak Prescott stuff. But now the 49ers. You know, I don't think this is a huge deal. Jimmy Garoppolo should be the starter, in my opinion, week one.
Yes.
I mean, Trey Lance is coming from a level that is significantly less competitive or that prepares him less for the NFL than, you know, even Zach Wilson from BYU or, I mean, listen, Fields, the Big Ten is good. You know, it is Mac Jones, obviously, coming from Alabama. He's got his learning curve is going to be quite steep. I'm not suggesting he can't be the guy. He seems to be very smart. We know he's a good athlete. Didn't play this year except for the one game. Didn't play particularly well, the showcase game. But I don't have an issue with Kyle Shanahan, and we'll play the sound in a moment, saying that Jimmy Garoppolo is the starter. I just wonder what the motivation is, and here's my theory.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Remember about 3 weeks ago, you and I had a pretty good conversation about the Matthew Stafford lust.
Yes.
That came from Kyle Shanahan on his buddy McVay's podcast.
That's right.
All right. I mean, it was just, I mean, you want to talk about
drooling
over somebody.
No, we couldn't help. We wanted him so bad. And we were ready to get in the get into the mix of signing him, and someone called and said, you better do it now. No, we got time. And then it happens, and it's, man, I wish I could have that guy.
It was over the top.
It really was.
It was interesting to hear somebody be that candid, especially a head coach.
That's right.
When he's got a guy in the building who took you to the Super Bowl and was 2 yards away from winning it for you. And listen, I think we all know that Garoppolo will be a goner next year unless he completely balls out this year and Trey Lance just proves to be an experiment that is not even remotely ready to leave the laboratory. But I think that this is not a high-level damage control, but this is a little way of Kyle Shanahan kind of smoothing over any hurt. Not that it's a huge issue. I think Garoppolo's tough enough to understand its business and smart enough. But, hey, in case there's any lingering questions or resentment, you're the guy, you're the starter. Let me put this out there so everybody hears it. It might mean nothing in week 8 if Trey Lance becomes the guy.
You're right.
But right now, this doesn't surprise
me. Look, and at the end of the day, he still has to stay healthy, which is something he's proven he can't do consistently, talking about Jimmy Garoppolo. And so if he's healthy, then everybody wins because he gets a chance to showcase himself in case he's auditioning for wherever he's going to be next, whether that's next season in 2022 or the season after in 2023, which by then you got to believe that Trey Lance is going to be handed the starting job. And also Trey Lance gets a chance to learn. Like this is win-win to me. This doesn't prove one way or another that Kyle Shanahan believes one way or another about either one of these guys. He knows who's supposed to be the starter, which is Jimmy G, and he knows who's not ready to be the starter, and that's Trey Lance. And so this isn't huge news, but the way that he said it, and we'll listen to it, it rings to what you're talking about. He's got to re-lift his guy who is going to be his starting quarterback. The last thing you want is a starting quarterback who's consistently looking over his shoulder like
Kirk Cousins was in Washington.
Exactly. Is this guy coming?
Are they going to really? Do they really want me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You never want that. You start pressing, and that's when you start making a lot of mistakes. And Jimmy's too good of a quarterback, I think, to really get caught up in this. Like, he seems cerebral, but the boost of confidence isn't going to hurt.
Yeah, and it's not going to hurt the other guys on the team either.
No.
You know, and I think that if they were the Niners of years ago, like when Shanahan first took over, and they were a complete mess and nowhere near being even remotely competitive, maybe you kind of do what the Jaguars are doing. We all know that Trevor Lawrence is the guy, but Urban Meyer hasn't yet announced the starter because they're coming off a one-win season.
Right.
Excuse me. So let's hear Kyle Shanahan and as he tries to embolden and maybe make amends with his guy, Jimmy G.
Yes, there's no open competition right now in terms of they're getting equal reps with the same group. Jimmy's coming in as the one, Jimmy and Trey's coming in as the two. Trey's had 7 practices with us, and haven't seen him for 40 days, so not thinking about that right now. Just having Jimmy go in, he's our starter, and you're going to give all those guys every opportunity to improve, and if someone ever looks like they give us a better chance to win, we'll make that decision then.
You know what's crazy, and that's all fair, and no issue with that. I think it's a sensible way of framing it. Good job by Coach Shanahan. If this was the 80s or the 90s, Garoppolo would be borderline revered.
Yeah, that's right.
Instead, it's like, you know, the conversation, when is he going to be jettisoned? Really the guy? It's such a different aura around quarterbacks.
He's going to make $25 million next season. So after giving up 3 draft picks to get Trey Lance, there's no way he can be here in the future. There's just too much invested in Trey Lance.
Yep.
And, you know, I know you were good for a couple of seasons, but we kind of like you, but we don't really like you because you're not our future. You're right. I mean, it's in a tough spot. He doesn't necessarily seem like he cares, though, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Right?
He seems to be above that.
He does.
I agree. It's
and
a good
maybe
observation.
It's because he got paid.
Well, he's dating porn stars. He got other things to worry about.
That too, but it just feels like it's not. This isn't going to be an issue. In some other situations, at some other teams with similar quarterback dynamics, where there's a guy in waiting, it does sometimes feel like, man, this is going to be an issue in that locker room. You're going to get factions choosing sides. Am I on the Jimmy Garoppolo side, or am I ready for a change and go to the young guy's side? Just give him a chance. But I don't sense that. And I think a lot of that is because Kyle Shanahan makes it abundantly clear who is the starter. But also Jimmy's personality is just disarming. And you know what I mean? He's chill.
He's got a good head of hair, doesn't he?
He's got a great head of hair. Good looking kid, man.
So, got the nice chin, the chiseled out chin. Jimmy G's in a pretty good spot. Don't feel bad for Jimmy G.
And he's got a $100 million contract. That's why I really don't feel bad for him. He's exactly. not going to make $100 million, but he signed a $100 million contract.
Yes, he did.
He made a good penny regardless.
What do you think? I've got a question for it. I'm really curious. This is not on the rundown, so this will be a real organic response. And by all means, take a minute or so to mm-hmm. contemplate. I can fill in the gaps if you need to. But what do you think is the most interesting quarterback camp situation to really monitor? For whatever reason
this is easy. The New England Patriots, whether it's Cam Newton
or
Mac Jones. Because I really like Mac. You know this because I saw him play and called at least three games with him. I think maybe actually four because I think I called one his penultimate year as well. After Tua Tagovailoa went down. So I've seen him play in person four times, and I'm just impressed by his composure.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily his athleticism, but his ability to get rid of the ball on time. And, you know, the Patriots in Josh McDaniels' offense seems to suit what he does well, perfectly. And you contrast that with what Cam Newton does well at this point, which is not throw the ball. It's kind of, you know, use my athleticism, bang around a little bit, you know, be a rushing quarterback. I think that one is the most interesting because I don't think they can go wrong either way. And so it's going to be a decision about are we going to our future now or are we going to wait a year for our future for the New England Patriots? And it's really going to be on Cam to see whether he can keep pace with what Mac Jones is doing. We saw this already in the mini camps and in the early OTAs. Everybody's raving about Mac Jones, about how he picked up everything so quick.
Yep.
We obviously know he's got the skills because he's not elite arm talent, but he is.
Accuracy.
He's got great accuracy. Yeah. He doesn't have a cannon, but he puts it where it's supposed to be.
Uh-huh. I mean, who does he remind you of?
You know, a little bit of Kurt Warner, to be honest with you.
Wow. Kurt, that's a lofty comparison.
Kurt never had a cannon.
No.
But he was smart as hell. He was like inwardly cocky,
mm-hmm.
right? Not outwardly. Never say
humble guy.
You would never say that dude's an ass.
Yeah.
You're like, but you feel it. Like he reminds me of Kurt a lot, actually.
Wow. So, and for those of you who may have forgotten, Tiki played with Kurt Warner.
That's right.
Right before Eli took the reins, Kurt was with the G-Men. And you guys had a winning record at that point,
yeah,
right?
We did. We were 7-4, I think. No, 6-4, whatever we were. Maybe 5-4, whatever. I think it was, because it was 9 games. Eli played 7. So we were 5-4. It was just the time. They felt it was time.
Yeah, I'm sure you didn't necessarily agree with it. I don't think I would have if I was in that room as a veteran, but it is what it is, organizational decisions.
It was worth it in the long run.
No doubt. That's a good one. That's a very good one. Let me give you mine. I'll preface it with a couple that I think most people will find interesting as well, mm-hmm. but it's so obvious. I almost don't want to waste too much time on it.
Yeah.
Can Carson Wentz still ball? Let's see where he is mentally.
That's right.
That's a huge one.
The difference with Indy is if he can't, what's the alternative?
Yeah. I'm not even. That's true. I don't even. And when I framed the question,
you were thinking. I was thinking competition.
I wasn't. That's why I said frame it however you want. Competition is a big part of it.
You were thinking just
quarterback situation.
Situation. I hear you.
So I think Big Ben's very interesting. You know, mm-hmm. can he? What's he look like?
Yeah.
But we've beaten that to a bloody pulp. I think the Bears. I'm on the record unless he looks like he's swimming. I would go with Fields.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a way in the first month of the season you could protect him with some rollout, some short stuff, utilize his wheels. He's a superior athlete to Dalton. But I'm going to give you Washington.
Mm.
I'm going to give you Washington. We all like Fitzpatrick, and we all
love Fitzpatrick.
I do. I really do.
I do, too. Man.
I like Fitzpatrick. He's not just relatable because he seems like the common man, which is part of the reason why I like him.
He's just awesome, dude.
But he loves football.
Yeah, he does.
Puts his head down, sometimes too much to his detriment. Yeah, I wonder why he's doing this. But he is a guy you'd love to run out of a tunnel with. Profound respect for Fitzpatrick, who has squeezed every ounce of talent from his body, right?
Great.
So I'm not trying to push him aside. But we did see this little snippet of Heinicke last year,
mm-hmm.
who looked pretty damn good.
He did.
And Chase Young was saying, remember on TV, pointing to the back, right. saying, this guy could play. So, and again, I'm not here to say that Heinicke's going to win the battle. Ryan's going to start. But when you talk about Washington and you listen to the national analysis of Washington by extension, the NFC East, right? You hear a lot of, Well, it's not a great division. Dallas's defense, and these are all accurate, you know, assessments. Dallas's defense stinks, but their offense could put up 30. The Giants are on the come, but we still have to see it. Daniel Jones has to protect the football. Eagles are a year or two away. Nobody's taking them seriously yet. Washington's front seven is insane, but you're a little limited quarterback. I put this out there because what if Heinicke is one of these rare NFL gems that comes out of nowhere and is more dynamic than Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yep.
Coupled with that defense.
I mean, he could be. I mean,
and that's a team that could, what's their ceiling?
Here's the thing. He hasn't played a lot, but he's been around for a while. He came in 2015.
Was he 27? 20, or
he's 28.
He's 28.
He just turned 28 and back in March. So March 15th, that's when he turned 28. But he's been around since 2015. He was in Minnesota, but then he got hurt. And then he went to New England. He was on the practice squad there. Houston got waived. Carolina, and that's when he started to develop that relationship with Ron Rivera as a backup. I think he played a little bit in for a half a minute there.
He definitely played in Carolina. 100% he played in Carolina. And he started off very well.
That's right.
He won a game or two.
And then when Ron Rivera went to Washington, he came with him.
Yeah.
And so there's a trust with the head coach in the offensive system. And we saw him in the play in the postseason last year. It's like, dude, this kid can play.
He's got a little wiggle. He's got a little attitude.
He's got like a weird athleticism. And I'm not saying he's an elite athlete at all, but he's very confident in his athleticism, and that gets his teammates jazzed up. And when you got a defense that's as good as the Washington football team's defense is,
it's phenomenal.
You can afford to have a quarterback like that. So I think you're right, Ryan Fitzpatrick has proven over the last couple of years, give him the reins, he's not gonna lead you astray. He might make some mistakes and lose some games here, but he's not gonna lead you down a dark hole of nowhere.
Nor is he gonna lead you to a Super Bowl.
That's right. But what happens if Tyler Heinicke, who is, he's little, dude. He's six foot.
All right.
He's little.
Russell Wilson's small.
I agree, but he gets it done. And that's at the end of the day. That's all that matters.
What were the teams again? I know most of them. Just say in sequence.
Minnesota.
Okay, so he was with Minnesota.
Yep.
And what year was that?
15-17.
So Kirk Cousins wasn't there yet. Who was their? Why am I forgetting their quarterback in 2015? Their quarterback would have been.
It was Teddy, wasn't it?
It was absolutely. Yeah. Teddy Bridgewater. And they had drafted him as a first rounder. Mm-hmm. So all the investment was in Teddy.
Yep.
He had no shot getting on the field. Yeah, next stop.
By the way, he was a college free agent. So
He wasn't even drafted. Yep. Next stop was the Texans.
No, New England for a half a second.
All right. You have Brady, you have no chance, sniff of the field next. Then Houston, the Texans,
Houston
right?
Houston in 17.
Okay, Watson was not yet there, or was he a rookie? Watson would have been a rookie there.
Yep.
And you had all this investment in Watson, you're not getting on the field.
Right.
So everywhere he's been,
that's right.
He has been like there hasn't even been a window to compete.
No.
Except last year.
Except for last year.
And he came through a little bit.
He played a little
bit. Yes, he did. All right. That's my sleeper team. And it's funny because I like the Giants as a sleeper. Well, Washington's not a sleeper team. Let me take that back. Washington is the kind of team, I don't know that they'll have a gaudy win total, but I would not want to face them in this January
gritty,
in a playoff game.
They're a gritty team. We saw it last year. They're gritty. They lost to the Giants twice. If they hadn't lost to the Giants twice, they win double digits.
They would have been 11. They were 9-7 as it was, right?
Yeah.
11 win team. I got you. All right, we're going to stick with Washington, but get to a different story with their head coach. Ron Rivera lashes out at his unvaccinated players. I mean, there's been intimations, you've read stories, you've heard little blips. This was an overt shot. What's the residue from that aggressive approach? We'll hit that coming up next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Come on, Teak. Thunder. See, this is what I would listen to if I came out of a tunnel in the NFL, or if I was getting ready to play an NFL game. Tiki used to listen to Queen. That would you've told me that a long time
ago.
That's right. That would fire you. This is what would fire. Thunderstruck. This would pump me up. All right. Tiki and Tier to hear CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. We'll get to our buddy Pete Prisco. That'll be great. We love Pete.
Oh, nice.
He's awesome. He's one of the best guys in the business. You're We've known Pete forever. He's great, even though his picks are... Nah, just kidding. We'll have a little fun with Prisco next segment. Next hour, Mike Boynton, the head coach for OK State. Who did he coach? Cade Cunningham.
Cade Cunningham.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a good conversation. Draft is tomorrow. A lot of potential player movement. Big names, big fish that could be dealt and moving on here. But let's get to Ron Rivera. You know, we mentioned Washington before about their quarterback situation on the tail end of the last segment. I don't know if this is unprecedented. Well, first of all, there's only been one pandemic in our lifetime.
Yep, right.
So I guess that a lot of ways this is unprecedented. Not that no other coaches have weighed in on vaccination rates and given us updates, but, I mean, I don't think I've ever heard any coach go this deep and this aggressively against those who are not yet vaccinated. Here's Coach Rivera on the vaccination status in his locker room.
I'm truly frustrated. I'm beyond frustrated. You know, and part of it is, and the reason I walked in with the mask on is, you know, I'm immune deficient. Okay, so with this new variant, who knows? And I'm in a group and the group's not vaccinated or there's mixture, I put the mask on. And I do that, you know, for health reasons, because nobody really knows. And so I have to do that. And I just wish and I hope that our guys can understand that.
Wow.
That's right.
The only issue, and it's a small one, but I do think it's important to, you know, for fairness sake here, you could be in a room with everybody that is vaccinated and they can still transmit it to you.
That's right.
So that's the only thing, you know, let's be fair about that.
True.
More and more you hear players, I've gotten both shots. I'm fully, you know, and you can COVID positive. But salient things right there from a coach, and it's hard to disagree.
It is. I mean, we know his story. Cancer survivor. He rung the bell last year, which was awesome.
Yep.
And I thought they were 9-7 last year. BT, I was mistaken. They were 7-9. But still, you know, the team is, they rallied around him because he was willing to take some risk. He did what was best for the team. And as hard as it must have been to basically cut your quarterback. Not basically, he actually did cut the quarterback.
Well, first he suspended him. That's right. They got rid of him.
Basically suspended said, go away. Said, don't even come around here.
Yeah.
And then to cut him, and then they still made the postseason. Like that just tells you what kind of like reverence or at least respect.
Yep.
That locker room
leader.
Exactly. That locker room has for him. So we know he's looked at highly, but I mean, guys are just. Certain guys are just, they're going to be stuck in their ways. And I'm not going to, you know, lambast them for not getting vaccinated. I'm not going to champion them for getting vaccinated. It just is what it is. But in the NFL, and we hit this earlier in the week when we were talking about the NFL's memo that came down last week, BT, it's a private enterprise. If they want to require, they can't require the players, but if they want to require everyone to be vaccinated, you kind of got to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Especially because of the money that's being that's involved. And I believe in choice, just like Cole Beasley finally came out and said, I'm pro-choice here as it pertains to the vaccine. But, Man, you gotta have some sympathy for a guy like Ron Rivera, who's probably scared, mm-hmm. to be honest with you. Because mm-hmm. if he gets COVID, who knows what the result's going to be.
Well, think about this. I mean, Ron Rivera's front and center. He's obviously, you know, immune deficient, as he said, with, mm-hmm. with cancer, and he's fighting that. And it's in remission. And we, matter of fact, this is how much respect we have for Ron. First of all, as a man, as a leader, how quickly he turned down Carolina football stuff that is obviously yeah. on his resume. But we had Ron Rivera booked last year. I know you remember this yeah. well. Santer booked Ron Rivera and comes on the show later that night. Now, he didn't disclose it on our show, but just did a 15-minute interview, talked about everything.
Clearly he knew.
Alex Smith. Oh, yeah. Dwayne Haskins, Alex Smith, who's going to win. Like, football stuff. That night, he told his team that he had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the kind of guy Ron Rivera is. How easy would it? I would have said, I'm not doing some stupid yeah. sports radio interview with two bald guys. That's I got right. cancer. That's I got right. bigger things to worry about.
Yeah, right.
He came on. It's amazing. So, reference is a word that we throw around a lot, but it's you know, it's really applicable here for Ron. Great reference for him. My only concern for those who are not vaccinated, if he continues to blaze this trail of aggression, you know, there could be a disconnect here. And what impact could that have? I'm asking you as a former player yeah. on the team, specifically those who are not vaccinated and have no intentions of getting vaccinated.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be that. It'll be like a nuisance, but it's not something that's going to affect the relationship. You know what I mean? I feel like Ron Rivera is too stand up of a guy for it to affect their interactions at all. Now, if Ron Rivera was fake and duplicitous and oh, yeah. acted certain yeah. ways with certain guys and other ways with other guys, it would be this would be another tick in that column of I don't really like trust or like this guy,
mm-hmm.
but he's not that. So I think it'll be something that, you know, maybe annoys them a little bit, but it's not going to affect the relationship at all. This is where, you know, you really find out how good of a coach is when there's clearly going to be differences. Clearly. There's no fighting it.
Yeah.
And
it's like politics. You
exactly.
either want to vote for this person or that person.
That's right.
You're not going to be persuaded otherwise.
There's no way there's going to be consensus here.
No.
And if you can still keep sanity in the room, then you're a hell of a leader.
Yeah.
And Ron Rivera, I believe, is that.
Don't you think, and that's why I'm very interested to see how Hard Knocks starts for the Cowboys. I don't know if this will be addressed by McCarthy, but if you're an NFL head coach, would it behoove you the first meeting to just openly talk about this? Guys who are
yeah.
disgruntled with others who are not vaccinated. Listen, we're all big boys.
Yeah.
Close the door. Let's talk.
You got to address it.
Do you think teams, I don't think teams did it quite to that extent.
I don't know.
Where it's open.
That's a very good question because we haven't heard about it.
That's why I'm asking.
And it's unprecedented because, as you said, we've never lived through one. Certainly it wasn't around when I was playing. I mean, I can't think of how that would have gone down or how it is going down until we hear about it. But we do know that there are guys that are going to test positive. And Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens is one. He mm-hmm. tested positive. He's not available for the start of camp. And I don't know if he's vaccinated or not. If he's vaccinated, he can have two negative tests and be back in 3 days. If he is unvaccinated, then he's not available for the better part of 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
10 days or so.
Yep. And for those who may have forgotten, he already had it.
That's right. He had it last year.
Thanksgiving.
So on
Thanksgiving.
That's right. And but last year, they had a backup situation that was tenable in Robert Griffin III.
Yeah.
This year, it's Trace McSorley and Tyler Huntley. And BT and I both looked at each other when we looked that up. We're like, who the hell is
Tyler? Well, I love McSorley. The other guy I don't know a whole lot about. I love McSorley at Penn State. Who's the other guy again? What's his name?
Went to Utah.
Utah, that's right.
Tyler Huntley.
Known more for their defense.
I do not remember him at all in college.
Their defense is what really kind of was the engine over there.
That's right.
For the
Utes. I remember we talked about
them
last year.
We did.
Or 2 years ago, whenever it was. My point is there are guys that are going to test positive, and whether or not a coach wants to talk about this or not, it's going to be slammed in their face,
mm-hmm.
especially when it's a star like Lamar Jackson. You don't think that John Harbaugh is talking about the dangers of COVID and how it can derail our season?
Mm-hmm.
If Lamar Jackson gets COVID and let's say it's obviously okay now because it's the beginning of training camp. He's gonna be fine.
Yep.
Before the start of the season, but week three he gets COVID. I mean, their chances of getting to the playoffs again could be derailed.
Especially in that division.
In that division, without a backup quarterback situation.
Yeah, one game could be the difference.
No doubt. It will be the difference.
For sure.
I promise you it will be.
I'm with you on that. Very competitive. And the Bengals are going to be sneaky tough with Burrow being ready and that offense. And was it now year three for Zach Taylor? I mean, this is time for Taylor to just start. Tough division to start to say you better start winning some games, but
I think he bought himself a couple of years because because he just drafted a quarterback, you know what I mean? And he looked good, like Joe Burrow looked good last year, and now he's coming off an injury, so you're not necessarily going to wash this year, but you're going to be if things don't go exactly as planned and you don't make the progress that you expected, maybe it's forgiven. So certainly this year. And probably next year as well. So that's why you're probably right
because their ownership, they're cheap. They're reticent to swallow any money on a contract. I mean, we saw what happened with great respect for Marvin Lewis. But, I mean, we were having the conversation about Marvin Lewis for probably 3 or 4 years. Yeah. Is it time? Do you maybe make a change? And they have shown great reluctance to do that in Cincinnati. So maybe you're right about Zach Taylor. Maybe you are. All right, Teek, let's get the update. Ack is on top of that. Coming up, our buddy Pete Prisco. A lot of interesting camp stories. Maybe he's got some intel on what happened to Dak Prescott. And camp today, obviously Trevor Lawrence, Pete's down there in Jacksonville. Get a sense of what's happening down there. Tiki and Tierney.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, Tiki and Tierney Show. Pete Prisco coming up next, CBS Sports HQ NFL analyst. Bounce around, hit the cool stories in camp. Camps are open. Do want to remind you, coming up this weekend on CBS, plenty of sports for everybody, starting on Saturday at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, Summer Hoops, the Big Three. Then on Sunday at 2 Eastern, 11 a.m., kick back on the couch, watch some of the fittest athletes compete against one another. It's the CrossFit Games, followed at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific, by the Major League Rugby Championship. And it's all coming up this weekend on CBS. Pretty soon, this guy's going to be in the lab, cranking out, hopefully, some winning bets and some winning position you to earn a little scratch, usually. Well, I mean, what was the record last year, Prisco? Let's refresh the memory. Mm-hmm. Pete Prisco, everybody, from CBS Sports HQ, who's been doing best bets and All those picks on CBSSports.com forever. What was the record last year, Prisco? I forgot.
The best bets were really good. That I know. Because I was on, I did that podcast with Kenny White and RJ White and all them and Brinson, and I beat them all.
So okay.
I had a really good year.
Nice.
I mean, I beat a Vegas tout last year. That's a good year for me. So I forget what it was, but I had a good year. Overall, probably average, I think it was. When you pick all those games, every game, it's tough. You know that.
It's hard tough.
To pick every game. But my best bets were very good last year, so I hope to carry that over.
Well, and that's the important thing that you pick out because, nobody, unless you are a complete degenerate, sits there and bets every single game. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you bet games, you usually pick, it might vary. Maybe this week you love three games. Maybe this next week you love five. But, yeah, the more games you pick, obviously the odds slant the other direction. So looking forward to reading you as always. Looking forward to talking football with you right now. I asked, and we'll get to the Jaguars. I know you're down there. We'll get to the Cowboys. Maybe a little Zach Wilson thought the only first rounder not signed. But what, the Rodgers stuff, what was your expectation, Pete, for what he would say versus what he actually did say, which was, pretty raw and all-encompassing. Were you surprised he was that forthright?
No, not really. He's very, when you talk to him sometimes about football and stuff, he's very forthcoming. And so I think, no, I wasn't surprised. And I'm glad he did it. There was a lot of stuff out there this year. And over the course of the last couple of years, I think he needed to clear some of that up. And I'm glad he did. I always thought he was going to play. I was in the minority on that. And I really, I'd heard from people in Green Bay there was no way they're trading him. So it was either you play or you retire. And if you retire, you got to pay back a boatload of money. You're not playing football again, and you're a year older. And it doesn't really do you anything to get you out of there. So I always thought he would play. This whole thing, and I said this out on a tweet the other day, it all boils down to this. They thought he was declining, and that's why they picked Jordan Love. And he came back and showed them, nope, I can still play at an MVP level, and that complicated the whole mess. If you got a problem with the president of the team and that's the issue you have with the Green Bay Packers, that's absurd. You don't even have to interact with the guy, barely at all. So go play, get your money, and go win a Super Bowl, and then you work it out from there.
Yeah, the idea that he was declining, maybe it's because he wasn't throwing, 40 touchdowns a season, 26 and 25, or 25 and 26 in the last couple of years, and then he explodes for 48. How could they think that he was declining? That's the thing that I don't understand. And I guess maybe they're just too smart by half in a sense here. But ultimately, if they don't figure this thing out over the year, Pete, and Aaron Rodgers wants to keep playing, what's the landing spot for him? It doesn't feel like there's a perfectly made for TV place for him to go. Other than maybe New Orleans, but they got two guys there. Where do you think?
I don't think they'll trade him. I don't think they'll trade him in the conference, to be honest with you. I just don't. I wouldn't, and I don't think they will. Here's the thing. Let's not forget, they control his rights again next year.
Yes.
But
Pete, what's the deal with this deal that they reworked out? That if we don't figure it out over the course of the year, we'll let you go wherever you go. It's not actually written like that, is it?
No, the deal is they lopped off the last year, and he's become an unrestricted free agent after 2021. But what they're talking about in that language is if we can mend the fences, try and fix this thing, make you comfortable. And here's the other thing about Roger. Look, he wants input. You're a player. you're not a scout. You're not a personnel guy. I get it if they came to you and say, hey, did you watch any of these wide receivers in the draft? Do you like any of them? Yeah, I like this guy, that guy, and that guy. But go back and watch them. Let your personnel department do their job. Your job is to throw footballs. It's not to be a guy evaluating talent. So, and by the way, Randall Cobb, is he better? Would you rather have Randall Cobb or Amari Rodgers on the field? Personally, when you start getting old guys coming back, you're asking for it. So I think there's a little bit of a problem with that one, too.
So we're talking to Pete Prisco, CBS Sports HQ NFL analyst, also senior writer, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com. Good friend of the show. All right, so I know Urban Meyer, obviously Trevor Lawrence is the guy, but he has, been reluctant to announce the starter, this competition. I'll put quotes around that. Is it just because the hamstring injury, deprived him of some reps and some time, or is this actually what's the motivation behind what Urban Meyer's doing here? It's obviously Trevor Lawrence's team.
you know, that's college games is what it is. And, you know, you're going to say, oh, every job is up for grabs and we're going to have a competition. There's no competition. Gardner Minshew stinks, okay? Let's be honest.
Oh, he doesn't stink. Wait, well, Pete, hold on. He doesn't. That's not right. He doesn't stink.
He's bad.
He's not bad.
You know, the funny thing about Gardner Minshew is the perception of him outside of Jacksonville is 10 times better than it is inside of Jacksonville. He holds the ball. He runs and turns and runs around. He's not good. He doesn't go through his progression. They hated him down there, the coach and staff. They hated him. They didn't think he was very good. And if you watch his tape, he's not very good. So there's no competition. Trevor Lawrence will be the starting quarterback, and he will be a darn good one as a rookie. I mean, now, look, they got talent on offense. They got to kind of harness some of those younger guys. It just depends on how they play. You know, you keep hearing them talking about, oh, we're going to run the football, take the pressure off the quarterback. That's all well and good, but go play like Justin Herbert did last year with the Chargers. Chuck it around. Have some fun.
Yeah.
Big strong-armed kid. Let him grow. This isn't about winning games this year. This is about developing your quarterback.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right about that. A quarterback that's in limbo is Deshaun Watson down in Houston. And BT and I yesterday were speculating he's just there so he doesn't get fined. And it's probably co-signed by the Houston Texans, who don't want the media attention. Yet today we see him taking reps. What's happening down there, and what do we think is going, how the season will play out for Deshaun Watson with the Houston Texans or wherever he gets traded to?
It's just weird, man.
It is.
Talking to people around the league, it'd be awful hard to trade for him. I mean, with that stuff hanging over his head, it's like a dark cloud right now, and you got to let it clear up. And you know, what franchise is willing to go give up major assets for a guy that could be facing, a major suspension, but, B, also there's some, you know, potential for legal criminal problems as well. So I think he's kind of in limbo. And to be honest with you, what's his options right now? He doesn't have any. And I think that's kind of putting him in limbo as well. I think the league ultimately put him on suspension for a while and then see how it goes from there. I can't imagine the team trading for him with the current situation the way it is for Deshaun Watson.
So we're talking to Pete Prisco, who's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Pete, Lamar Jackson tests positive for COVID. We don't know if he's vaccinated or not. He's going to miss some time. But BT and I aren't worried about that, and I don't think Ravens fans should be worried about that. But it makes you realize that their backup quarterback situation isn't ideal. The Ravens have made the postseason each of the last 3 years. Lamar's won an MVP. They've been pretty dang good, and we're expecting things to advance for Lamar. But this could get a little dicey if Lamar gets hurt or something like this pops up again.
Yeah, but the problem with having a backup quarterback for Lamar is the way they play. It's almost got to be a guy that plays like him or similar to him. You can't totally scrap things what you do for a guy. For example, Ryan Fitzpatrick in his backup days would never have been a good backup for Lamar Jackson. It just didn't work. So they got to try and make it fit. But you're right. And if he goes, they got major problems. But in a lot of places, if the guy goes, you got major problems. I know, you know, Kansas City, that would be an issue. All the star quarterbacks, I think you're going to have major problems if the quarterback. I mean, look at Tampa. I mean, what are you going to play, Blaine Gabbert? I mean, if Tom Brady goes down, I mean, it's a major issue if your starting quarterback goes down. But I get it. I think it's just hard to fill that backup quarterback role when you play the offense that they use with Lamar Jackson.
So, Pete, I have a question. Have you seen the Dak Prescott stuff on social media in the last hour or so?
No. Well,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, it wasn't a huge deal, but I want to play detective on this one because I smell something possibly a little fishy and hopefully not. So Dak Prescott left mid-series, mid-rep, and he just walked off the field. And everybody's like, oh, you know what happened now? Automatically, they said, you know, it was not his ankle. So that was ruled out. And we just got word that this was from the Cowboys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Arm soreness. Okay. Hey, you get camp fatigue. I get it. You know, you whistle 100 balls a day. You whistle 100 balls a day. The arm gets tired. That's why you have a camp arm. I understand that. But to leave the field when you have arm soreness, I don't know. But that's a little unconventional. Would that alarm you? I know you're hearing it for the first time, so it's probably tough to really react. But arm soreness, I would not walk off the field if my arm was sore. I might run off the field if I felt something pop. You know what I'm saying?
Or Or if you felt your gut gurgling and you had to run off to use the bathroom and you couldn't stop it.
No, but they, no, but I, well, no, I can't.
That's what we
said. We said that, but the Cowboys said it was arm soreness. They actually said that.
Wouldn't you cover for him a little bit if he had to leave the field with a bout of diarrhea?
Well, but Pete, I would. But then I would expect him to come back to the field after he went to the bathroom. To my knowledge, he has not come back to the field.
Sometimes you can't stop it. Maybe he's got an ongoing problem.
I mean, that's a different problem if you can't stop it, Pete.
What, you never had to stick an Imodium in your mouth before?
I have, but for an hour and a half?
Well, yeah.
Jeez. I
mean, nothing to worry about.
I'm not your age yet, Prisco.
Hey, believe me, when I was in my 30s, I was doing that once in a while. You go out and have a nice rough night every once in a while, and you're going to have that problem the next day.
I do know that.
Pete, we have less than 2 minutes here, but the Jets have not signed Zach Wilson because of offset language. BT went off on a rant, as you can imagine, about this earlier on our show. I mean, what's wrong with the Jets? Why can't they just do things the normal way for a team that's rebuilding with a new head coach and Robert Saleh and, you know, Joe Douglas supposedly doing great things with draft picks and et cetera, et cetera? Why does it have to start like this?
I agree. I mean, just look, I know that's your philosophy and that's your policy and everything, but bend over. Come on, do it the right way. Do the guy the right way. Get your star franchise quarterback on the field. You got to get him out there. And look, I know sometimes these agents can be a little stubborn with their offset language. And the reality is, 9 times out of 10, maybe more even than that, the offset language isn't going to be an issue if you have a franchise quarterback. But it's not, you know, go get him in the camp. Make it work. And I agree. I think if you're a Jets fan, and I know you are, Brandon, look, I'd be pissed too. That's a bad situation.
I appreciate the support. Thank you very much. Prisco, always good hooking up, man. We'll be reading you. We'll be having a lot of conversations throughout the season. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports HQ NFL analyst, senior writer, CBSSports.com, and second best picker in the CBS Sports family behind Sharp Tierney, of course. Good having you back on.
No, I was the best last year.
Nah, I'm saying behind me. You're not the best.
I'm running right now to the toilet because my arm is sore.
See you later, buddy. There you go. You know, I mean, listen, I'm not trying to sound the alarms. He's the best. I'm not trying to sound the alarms, but arm soreness.
No, you're right.
You don't run off the field if your arm's a little fatigued.
And I'm joking, but I'm not. It's only been a day.
I know.
Like,
I know.
That. We got to just keep an eye out.
We will. Keep an ear out. We'll be responsible. Yep. So I hope he's okay. We're
not
going to
speculate. Not going to say anything bad. But, I mean, it's a day.
It's weird. You don't see that too often. All right. Mike Boynton. He's the head coach for OK State. Cade Cunningham. Going to be the first overall pick tomorrow. Will he be a Piston? Will he be a Rocket? But what kind of kid is he? We'll talk to his former college coach. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.